I thought it was good. I got him. I got him. Welcome to Everyday! Got Bruce again. What? Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atterbury Tone.
That right there, that man on the wall. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station's Beard of Wonder Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Good graphic. Good graphic, Gertie.
That boy Gordo.
That baby Gordo. In the back, Brucey Dayballs. How are you, pal?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? And Mitt, back from ankle surgery. How are you doing, pal?
Let's go, dude. I'm actually kind of hot right now. So okay. We're going. We're cooking right now.
That happens. I mean, you get ankle surgery, stuff like that will happen. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, dude. I clean break on the tibia. Nice. So 9 screws in the leg, or 10 screws in the leg. One's coming out in a couple weeks, but we're all good.
Are you hanging up the skateboard? Or?
You know what? Yeah, we're probably going to hang up the skateboard.
Probably smart.
Smart.
Unless smart. You're going for X Games gold, probably smart. Unless you and Sal Margera. No, what's Sal's name? Sal. Ty, what's Sal's name?
Bam Margera is who you're probably thinking
of. Oh, yeah. No, Sal hosts the X Games.
I think Jackass is going for gold, lad.
all right. Sal Mascala, thank you. Thank you, Nick. Today, we will discuss the weekend that was. We will talk about Monday Night Football tonight. We have baseball tomorrow. There's a 1 o'clock game. There's a 3 o'clock game.
We're back. We're back to tough line season.
196 did I see for the Braves? I'm going to have to do something.
Verlander and the Strohs ain't any better, my friend.
I don't know if you're going to get a pick out of me today on today's show. I might have to tweet out those games tomorrow before they start. Any footy? Any Champions League this week? Because it normally goes back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah, we got Champions League popping off.
Champions League. So today will mostly be a recap of the weekend, Monday Night Football tonight. Maybe a couple look-aheads if there's anything that feels off to us. Pretty good weekend, though, huh?
College football got smacked a bit Saturday. Oh, NFL man. Was good yesterday. Ravens -3 was a heartbreaker to end the day. But, I mean, Seahawks had that game covered, too, man. Like, what the the whole game, I thought for sure, then comes down to a two-point conversion, and just didn't happen, my friend.
Where we were right, where we were wrong. Dallas, I had the Cowboys yesterday. It was a good matchup against the Rams, especially with...
Like, is that just not going to end?
The pass even... Is
this what the Cowboys are? Is this real?
If you have any sort of D-line and you could put pressure on Stafford, I think that's what the Rams are right now. But, hey, Mitt, your boys are playing super well.
I mean, they probably have the best secondary in the league. All the trash you want to talk about Trayvon Diggs doesn't really fucking matter. We still got Wilson. We still got Brown. We don't give a shit. We still got Lawrence coming up the middle. And Armstead is fucking making a name for himself. Let's go.
Yeah, Cowboys are running the ball. They're playing defense. Cooper Kush is protecting the ball. They looked super impressive there. My loss yesterday was the under 39.5. San Francisco almost covered that themselves. And then the Panthers fired their head coach today. I think they're going to stink the rest of the year.
Well, not that they don't stink now. Sam Darnold's coming back. I think you know where you're at as a franchise.
Well, yes. I mean, Sam's hurt, and they're hoping for him to come back. Baker's hurt. P.J. Walker's going to get the start. Corral's hurt. Atlanta +10.5 did not look good early. No. They could have potentially won outright. Cleveland +3. Who knows? Who knew what the fuck was going to go on with that game?
What was that? Who was Brisket trying to throw that ball to?
Right to the defender's chest.
Like, what was? Brutal. What did he see there?
It was the only place he could have. I mean, how you could bet on the Chargers with Staley just fucking, I don't know what he's doing, rolling the dice, and it's probably the dice that says go for it or don't go for it, and whatever the dice comes up, that's what he's going to do.
But the first few weeks of the season, he wasn't doing that. Like, why in a spot like that?
You know why? I think because it was him and Stefanski, and he wanted to out Stefanski and out Staley himself.
Fair point. You make a valid point.
When those two are together, like, how the fuck? And then, that was it. 3-1 yesterday for me. Where were you right? Where were you wrong?
what did so the Seahawks and the Ravens were the misses.
Tough for the Ravens, especially because Lamar missed that fucking wide open touchdown down the sideline. That could have given more points there.
That kind of felt like three was always going to get you there. For sure. Though.
And then
Browns Seahawks. I had, Titans money line.
Seahawks defense is always going to be a worry.
Yeah. And then Patriots, I love Giants. Oh, yeah, you did. Or not Giants, sorry, 49ers. And the Cards with a nice little cover there with that missed kick at the end.
That was how do we feel about the Cardinals?
See, now this is the game to look at. I was looking a little bit ahead. Cardinals are -3 at Seattle this weekend.
Not enough. Which way are you going? Wait, I have to look at it. I haven't looked at the stats yet, but
my only thing is Kenneth Walker had that big run when he came in. Penny was playing very well, though. That's my only concern with the Seahawks there.
Seattle's offense is great. Their defense can't stop anybody. Bruce, where were you? Were you good? Where were you bad?
Giants, obviously. Massive win, signature win for Dave's. Where I was wrong, though, was really the Steelers plus the 14. five-starred that one. That was a mistake. You did
five-star. Thanks for that.
and then the Vikings. I was wrong there, too, with them coming back from London. And then I'd be remiss to not note that I think I was like 1-9 on college football. So
things didn't go well? Everybody. Things didn't go well in college football?
No, not great. I think Clemson was the only bet I won. I will be better. That's my promise to everybody.
Where I was wrong in college football, Bama. I thought just like the whole situation. I thought how bad A&M is going to. Apparently, they could put A&M plays Bama very well. Illinois, we got their backup quarterback is almost as bad as Petrus. Like when what's his name went out? DeVito went out. The fumble return for the victory for Iowa, I thought was like that's how that game probably should have ended. K-State got a close win. I'm not allowed to bet BYU for a couple weeks, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Probation.
Air Force lost to Utah State. I don't know how. Mitt, your Utah State. Hell yeah, Air Force. Dude. Western Kentucky did not win, but they did get the cover against the Meat Meeps. Duke, we are all on how that one ended. I mean, we got it to overtime. I thought we were going to sneak one out there, and it just didn't happen. North Carolina, we were on North Carolina the entire week. Miami's bad.
Yeah, UNC is actually, like, I hate to say it, like...
Drake May's good.
They're playing decent ball right now.
I got Miami, Ohio, Georgia State. Maryland, that was a tough loss. First off, I mean, that guy was so far off sides on that extra point. Now, would they have won in overtime? Who knows? But that was the situation there with Maryland.
I apologize to you for talking you off of UCLA.
It's okay. I mean, shit happens.
I did. They feel like they're
physical. They can play.
Yeah, like Utah. I am not impressed with Utah.
We were all on Tennessee, right? Was that one of your wins, Bruce?
No, I was on LSU.
Oh yeah, you. If
I took all the wrong underdogs.
Other like side, Bruce.
Arkansas plus 10.5. Auburn plus 3.5. Just no pulse, no pulse. It was a tough
Arkansas.
Go.
Arkansas never felt good at all. There really wasn't a point in that game where I felt like we were going
to
cover.
Thank God I bought Michigan down to 19.5. That was key there.
I was thinking of you when I saw that one.
I think that was it for the – I actually had a good – I was 9-5 for college football in the day.
Kansas pushed. Ohio State covered. That was fucking beautiful. You knew
that. I mean, that was
– Meeps won, didn't cover. UConn with D-Butt in the building might have been my best bet of the day.
If I would have known D-Butt was going to be in the building, I would have taken fucking UConn.
Yeah, I didn't know either, to be honest, but I'll take it. K-State sneaked one out 10-9. Obviously, Bama didn't cover. Wolfpack win 19-17.
Yep.
Turns out should have laid the points with Oregon because they smacked Arizona. Yes, and the Beavs won it on that play at the end, but they definitely did not cover.
No, and Stanford's lost like 12 straight. Now, Bruce, what was the one that you covered?
That would be Clemson. And luckily, I actually live hammered and dug my own grave a little bit. That was a big win leading into a better Sunday.
Yeah, just rolling through here. Yeah, the Bama, when Bama doesn't cover like that, I wish they would have just lost. I really wish they would have just lost.
Oh, yeah. If you're not getting a cover out of Bama, I don't need to see them win a ball game.
USC looked good against Washington State.
Yep.
That OK State, Texas Tech one, it was 10.5, right? You know who you know who we should have took? Yeah. And we didn't. We talked about it all. We should have been on South Carolina. 100% should have been on South Carolina.
Yeah, we talked about it. Then we thought about Rattler, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. 1,000%.
Here we go again with Kansas this week, though, Tony.
Okay. Man, what are you
been
winning
that?
On? Man, what have you been winning on, by the way? College, bro?
Yeah, I was winning on USC and UCLA. I won big time on. I won the Utah State money line bet. There and then go. Yesterday, I was just kind of cooking in the NFL yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, there was.
What is that?
Kansas plus 7.5.
How?
The backup came in and fucking slung it all over the place.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma. Find me a team that's looked worse in football the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we shied away at 9.5. We shouldn't have shied away at fucking 20.5, dude. That was from start to finish. Like, there's not a point where they've looked good in games at all, dude.
At all. And, well, Dylan Gabriel was out, which is a thing. But, I mean, Quinn Ewers, by the way, fucking stud, dude.
He's a guy.
Other ones that I was looking at just early. Baylor's only -3 at West Virginia. Is that a fucking sneaky line there?
I was just going to say, it was -160 money line. I was all fucking drooling when I saw that.
I feel like Michigan and Penn State, 51.5 is too many points. Am I crazy there?
No. I don't hate Oklahoma State, 3.5 at TCU.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking maybe the other way. I don't know. I like that TCU
I'm not
game.
As high. I'm not as high on TCU as...
As others are.
Seems like they might.
Yeah, NC State at Syracuse, an interesting matchup.
Cuse -3 and a hook. Now, what's it? Leary is probably going to be out.
Shoulder?
Yeah.
So that's a big thing there. Now, Illinois is +6.5 at Minnesota. If DeVito's out, I understand that line, I think. But, I mean, that could be the same situation as Iowa and Illinois last week where it's fucking 9-6.
Yeah. USC's catching 3.5 at Utah.
Explain that to me.
How? What? I mean, I've died in Utah a few times, though. When the teams go in there and you think they're going to win outright as a dog, and Utah just shows up and that place is bananas. But this is, I mean, USC has to keep winning to have a shot at the playoff. They have to win every game.
Tennessee's +7.5 against Bama.
UNC and Duke.
Yeah, what's that line?
Duke +6.5 at home.
Okay. Oh, buy it up and let it eat.
Mississippi State -7 against Kentucky.
Washington State at Oregon State is also one I'm looking at, too.
Yeah, we'll go through more of these as the week goes on. Was surprised to see USC as a 3.5-point dog against Utah.
Yeah,
Clemson at 4.5 seems short at Florida State.
4.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida State's got some injuries. Clemson's playing pretty well.
Yeah, this is the best Clemson's looked in quite a while.
What'd you say back there,
Matt? Kentucky. What's his name's back this week, right?
That's what I was saying, being 7. Mississippi State has been playing really good football. 7, yeah. If Levis is back, I don't know. I feel like if Levis is playing, 7 wouldn't be the number.
Fair.
At home, like a home dog is 7. I feel like I could be wrong.
What were they at home to Ole Miss, or was that... Who'd they play when Levis got hurt?
That was Ole Miss. They were
+6.5, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I think so.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe this is it. Maybe this is right.
Could be. Absolutely could be. Okay. The NFL weekend, as far as games that we didn't already talk about that we weren't on, Steelers-Bills, I mean, that one got away early.
I mean, it was not a pretty Sunday for
No, it was not. The Giants game. Are the Giants real or the Packers not real?
A little of both.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, a little bit of both. I mean, Dabes is kind of on pace for one of the best first-year coaches seasons ever.
Okay.
Pretty remarkable. I do think that like the team's kind of better than everybody thought last year because the lowlights were so pathetic, but yeah.
They play hard.
Rolling a bit.
Danny, hey, they play hard.
Danny Dimes played his heart out.
Chargers and Browns, we talked about it. I have a heart. If playing each other, sure, I was able to bet on them. I have a hard time betting on either of those teams.
Yeah. So Ravens are minus 5.5 at the Giants this weekend.
Yeah, wink revenge spot.
Interesting. Uh-oh. Vikings 7. Was that a push? Was that 2-point conversion at the end huge for the Vikings? Was that a push or was it 7.5?
I'm not sure.
Pats, obviously, you talked about. Should have been on that with you, Gumpy. Just the coaching.
That was, yeah, that one just felt right, man. Dude, that was the one where I was like, this is...
Do you remember which game?
Yeah.
Do you remember which game I said I might take my first NFL over ever? It was Saints and Seahawks, and they scored fucking 70 points. I should have done it.
Dude, that game was a fucking banger. It was a good game. Awesome. Geno was spinning it.
Should have done it.
Taysom Hill making plays. Like, it was a good game to watch.
Hey, how do you feel? Do we need to curtail our expectations on quarterbacks that look really good in the preseason if they're rookies?
Thompson was spinning it a bit, though. He throws a dart, dude. But I mean, Teddy lasted one
play.
How is that intentional grounding? By the way, did you see it?
Yeah, it wasn't, but.
I mean, not that the Jets spanked us, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But how do you get intentional grounding when you get absolutely cleaned out trying to throw the ball?
I have no idea.
Intentional is literally in the fucking rule, dude.
I have no idea. Now, I don't know if that's an indication of how the season's going to go for either team. I don't think it is. But the Jets do have playmakers. I've been saying that. The Jets do have playmakers.
And also watching the Dolphins for a game and a half without Tua.
Stinks.
He's
better than the other two.
He's probably a pretty good quarterback. Just a thought there.
Bucks and Falcons, that roughing the passer call. Just Falcons would have got the ball back with a chance to win.
That was crazy.
Artie Smith for fucking coach of the year.
He might be.
I love that man.
Hey, only 5-0 team ATS.
That's why we love the Falcons on this show.
Hell yeah.
Titans and Commanders. That one could have went either way.
Yeah, that was way too much of a sweat at the end there.
Commanders made all the big plays and somehow still lost.
Carson had it, man.
Dude, Carson threw 3 back-to-back fucking interceptions in that last drive.
The one he threw away to the corner that almost got picked.
That did get picked and was out of bounds?
Yeah, the most Carson Wentz play of all time.
Could have been 10 rows of the Saints.
I will definitely be on the Commanders at Chicago this week.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to score, and Chicago probably won't. Texans and Jags, if anyone watched that, Trevor Lawrence threw a bad interception down on the goal line, similar to Jacoby Brissett's. Just you can't do. 49ers blew out the Panthers. We talked about Cowboys and Rams. Rams, they don't look good. Eagles and Cards, and then Bengals and Ravens.
Mitt, do you have a Cooper Kush jersey yet?
Yeah.
No, I wish. I have a sweet CeeDee Lamb one that came in.
But is Dak playing this week?
I think he actually will be.
Everyone who's debating who should play there, it should be Dak, and they should just play the same exact game plan, because why change it if it's working and just a different quarterback?
Well, that's the biggest thing that he's done is he just hasn't turned the ball over.
And they run the ball.
Like, yeah, like he doesn't get sacked. The offensive line has played great.
They ran the ball 60% of the time yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and also, like, the Rams' D-line is the only thing that they have fucking going for them, and it's Aaron fucking Donald. So, like, obviously the offensive line looking bad yesterday didn't really – I don't know. I didn't really think that much of it.
A little bit of a look ahead. You're right. Commanders plus the one at Chicago. Steelers are 8-point dogs in Tampa. Stop me if you have any thoughts on any of these. Jags plus 2.5 at the Colts. I know that you two are going to be on the Colts minus the 2.5.
Minus 2.5, probably not. Money line, probably.
Yeah, sign me up for the money line.
Bengals.
You just can't fucking lose to the Jaguars every time.
No, you can't be
fucking real life.
Yeah. Bengals are 1.5-point favorites in New Orleans.
I love the Bengals in that spot.
Jets are plus 7 against the Packers. Now, there is a stat about LaFleur and Rodgers off of a loss, how good they are. So we'll see in that one. Pats are plus 3 against the Browns.
I can't fucking bet that game, dude.
Yeah. I'll see how the week plays out. Dolphins plus 3 at home against the Vikings. Probably no 2 again, right?
That seems a little short, don't it?
We getting Skyler again?
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
Ravens 5.5 at the Giants.
I don't mind. I didn't mind what I saw from Skyler. It's just our defense can do a damn thing.
So the passing defense is still a problem for the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. And Byron Jones hasn't come off the PUP list. Like, no one's even talking about it. He's just still out. No update or anything.
I'm excited for the Wink Bowl.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking amazing.
Does Wink know how to stop Lamar? Does Lamar know how to beat Wink? We will find out.
Yeah.
Niners are -5.5 in Atlanta. Niners injuries might start catching up a little bit. I'm not saying
they
always
seem to get banged up.
They are one of the most banged up teams all time. Every fucking year. Carolina's +10.5 in the LA. I don't probably just stay away from that one. Cardinals and Seahawks is 3. Ooh, Bills Chiefs this week.
Yeah, Chiefs +1.5. Fucking Mahomes never lost as a dog.
Home puppies. Dallas +5.5 versus Philly on Sunday night. And then Chargers and Broncos.
It's a tough board early.
We'll dive into that as the week goes on.
Rubik's Cube.
Tonight. Let's do it tonight a little bit. Raiders, Chiefs. 7 is the number. Nice, easy, tasty 7 for everybody. I'll just tell you, I am responsible for the boost tonight. It's Chiefs -5.5. Give me a good number there. And Mahomes over the 250. I went Mahomes over 250 because they're 6th in yards per pass. Vegas is 27th in opponents' yards per pass. So I think obviously Mahomes maybe has a night there. Also, Vegas is 31 in getting to the quarterback. So if you ever stop Mahomes, it's can you get pressure on him? And this year, Kansas City's O-line is number 5. Vegas is 31st in getting to the quarterback. So I took Mahomes over the 250. And I took the Chiefs strictly because statistically they have the advantage on defense versus the Raiders' offense. The Chiefs' defense has been really good this year. And then Kansas City's advantage in the passing game. So I took Chiefs -5.5 and Mahomes over the 250. That is boosted to +200.
200. Let's go.
How do you feel about tonight, Pa?
Feels like Thursday where you should just take the dog and die with the dog. But Raiders have covered 1-6 in KC.
Yeah.
Favorites covered 5-7. Home team covered 8-11. Chiefs covered 8-9 on Monday night. I will buy half a point just in case. Chiefs -6.5 is -130. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are the Raiders?
I like the Raiders. I want to believe in the Raiders. I love them coming into the year. I just
they haven't really given you much to believe yet. I mean, they beat the Broncos.
And this also just feels like a Chiefs fuck you tour to how everyone else just wanted to pick everybody else but them to still be the Chiefs. You know what I mean?
My only worry is like Devontae and Waller. Like there's nights that they probably if they click they could go off.
Oh, there's also another boost, Tony, that I'm definitely taking.
Kelsey Devontae and Devontae each have 50.
And Kelsey.
To each have 50?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a, hard one.
What are we
that's a hard one to pass up.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
That's a tough one to pass up before being honest.
Yeah. I'd take that a couple of yuns on that.
In on that one too.
I mean, feed me that. I was looking at the over of the total game at 51.5, and I was loving that. So, I mean, we're getting yards. We're getting fucking points. Let's go.
For some reason, I was flirting with the under earlier, and then I started looking at it more. Like, the defense is statistically kind of have, besides the passing game with the Chiefs, but touchdowns a game. Vegas is 30th in opponents' touchdowns per game. Chiefs are 26 in opponents' touchdowns per game.
Yeah,
I can't look at those numbers and go anywhere near the under. So if I was taking a total, I'd probably take the over, Mitt, to be honest with you. Bruce?
I agree with a lot of what you guys have said. I wanted to take the dog, as did you. I know, Gump. The Broncos win just not impressive enough to me. No. I think they probably just can't keep pace. So I'm on the Chiefs -6.5 and the 5.5 and the boost. as well. Two props that I just think are kind of like priced a little bit off. Devontae 70 plus is only minus 158. I feel like that one's probably like a minus 200 in my mind.
Okay.
And then Pacheco plus 220 to score a touchdown.
Isaiah?
The Chiefs running backs, yeah, Isaiah Pacheco. The Chiefs running backs lead the league in receiving touchdowns, so you kind of have that duel of the shuffle pass, the traditional handoff, and obviously just catching the ball out of the backfield. So he's plus 220. I think it's probably as likely he scores as like Juju Smith-Schuster, who's plus 170.
Yeah, he's not scoring.
Baby Bruce, good dog. Thanks.
Do you want to do yours? I know you. We haven't talked about it, but do you want to sprinkle it right now? Do you just want to do it?
What, Mahomes anytime?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that? Flyer. What are his odds on that?
There we go.
Anytime touchdown, Mahomes.
Plus five.
Anytime touchdown score. 450. I mean, yeah.
There we go.
You know what we should have
taken yesterday?
What?
Niners defense anytime touchdowns.
That would have been against that.
I feel like it might Baker. Be time to start doing those into parlays, like four or five different games.
Wow. What did we used to do? It was I gotta talk to Connor because we were the ones that did it. It was like either defense or special teams touchdown. Because if you got
kick return Todd, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. No, it was the kick returner. Or punt returner to score a touchdown.
Yeah, with
parlayed with the defense special teams. That's what it was.
Did you guys ever hit one of those?
That you can't.
Once. I can't remember who it was.
I hate that you can't parlay the interceptions together. Or is it just one because it was the same game?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That was... Yeah, that's something to remember. I love doing that. Tonight, I don't even know who... But Cole Hardman still fucking returning? Probably not.
I don't know.
Might be Pacheco.
It might be Pacheco.
That guy's been flying, dude.
It might be
good player.
Hold on, let's see here.
What's CEH, man? You know CEH is gonna punch Pacheco. One in. He's minus 105.
Yeah, he's like the favorite or the second favorite.
Oh, right? You know what happened?
What?
So right now. Anytime touchdown score, it is there. You can pick Pacheco, but it's also Kansas City defense. It mentions nothing of the special teams.
It's also Sky Moore.
Oh, no.
Oh, it is Sky Moore.
So
there we go.
Sky Moore's been dropping a lot, hasn't he?
The loophole may be closed.
It's a good run.
It was an absolutely good run. All right, so that's what we're on for tonight. Find all that at FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll do more college football, obviously, as the week goes on, more NFL as the week goes. There is a Wednesday game. I'll just say I'm looking at Marshall and Louisiana under. Shocker.
Wednesday. I like this one once a week.
One game on Wednesday. Tomorrow.
I'm surprised after last Thursday college football isn't throwing on a Thursday game.
They are. There's Thursdays this week.
Is there?
Yeah, WVU, Baylor's Thursday.
Wow, here we go.
There's other ones, I think, Thursday, too, if I remember correctly. Let me see here.
That should be a good game, actually.
Week 7. Yeah, Baylor, West Virginia, and Temple, UCF. Probably not going to watch Temple, UCF. Huh? Oh, wait, no. What's his name? What's his name? Son starting for Temple still? Kurt Warner?
Big Bad Brad?
No, Kurt Warner's. Big Bad Brad's got hurt at Texas A&M. Okay. Anything on baseball yet for tomorrow? I don't have anything yet. I saw the 196 for the Braves, and I'm going to have to dive into that one a little more. 215 on the Astros. That's the 337. 220 for the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't love this.
Probably not going to try. I don't know if I'm going to trust
Cole. Especially in the fucking playoffs, dude. There's no first five lines on it yet either.
Hey, remember what I said Friday? If we could just get Scherzer out of inning one, we'll be all right. He did not get out of inning one.
No, you were so
the right Mets, about that. Dude. Every dog won except Guardians. Every away team won except the Guardians.
Yeah, the 15-inninger on Saturday was wild.
All time melt by the Jays as well.
All time melt by the Jays. I'm sure you didn't hate that.
I love the Mariners, dude. They got a squad, man.
Are you doing anything early right now? As far as tomorrow yet?
No, hopefully maybe we can get Logan Gilbert at +1.5, but I doubt it.
I mean, full game, you sure can. I'm looking at both just the Phillies and the Mariners, full game, +1.5, see what happens.
Yeah, the Astros seem to just have the Mariners number, though.
What was I going to say? Phillies, Mariners, Guardians. Can't remember. We'll talk about it tomorrow as we go along. What do you got for Champions League tomorrow?
Tomorrow there's just one game I'm looking at, Tone. It is Juventus money line is -125 at Maccabi Haifa.
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it.
Feels like a short price for on Juventus? The Juventus boys, even though they've been struggling a bit.
Okay. Oh, you know what else? That Cardinals. Speaking of blowing it, Cardinals ninth inning on Friday. Second baseman right under his glove. Probably. I mean, he should have had that ball.
Dude, and this is my thing. It's like you literally died without Wainwright throwing a pitch. It's
very true. We talked about it.
Like, you had to start Wainwright.
Friday was not Quintana's fault, though. He fucking...
No, Quintana was good. Mikolas was still decent, but it's like, if this is Wainwright's swan song, would you want to... I don't know. Yeah. It just felt like you should have been out there.
By the way, the internet forcing... Show Walter to check what's his name's ears last night. All time moment.
Oh yeah, that was fucking. And then when fucking Musgrove K'd him, he gave him the That was fucking scene, dude. All time moment. I like Musgrove. I love Musgrove.
Yeah, he's the man. You but too. that was definitely what McCutchen tweeted, right? Where it's like the hot stuff that he was putting on to get going, just to fire himself up.
I don't know. Is that, well, they played together, so they would know.
So apparently Roger Clemens used to have a trainer rub that on his nuts before he went out.
Icy Hot? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's like they call it like hot stuff or
fucking love
something same, like same that.
It's
shit.
Like white tiger stuff for your elbow.
The thought of wanting your ears to be fucking like
burning,
steaming and ringing while you pitch is like, it's like when you take pre-workout, psycho. Take pre-workout too far before you go to the gym and your fucking face starts tingling. Hell like, yeah. I don't think I'd want that feeling when I'm pitching, but yeah. Good on him, dude. He was lights out.
Okay.
Oh, and the broadcast also cut away from the only Trumpets playoff intro we'll get.
Hilarious.
Damn.
Good move. Hell of a move.
Quality stuff.
All right, so today pretty much is a recap of the weekend. Tonight's Monday Night Football game, a little bit of look ahead on some lines. We'll do baseball tomorrow. We'll dive deep. We'll do tomorrow, Tuesdays, we're doing the what we're looking for in each NFL game. I enjoyed that last week. Wednesdays, we'll do the dive into the bigger college football games. Thursday, we have Thursday Night Football and kind of sneak some more stuff in there. And obviously, Picks Friday. That's what we'll be doing this week as the week goes on. Hope everyone had a winning weekend. Anything else, pal, before we get out of here?
Put me down for Chelsea draw, no bet at AC Milan tomorrow, too, actually.
You got it. Bruce, anything from you?
No, I'm all set, I think.
Mitt, anything from you?
No, just the over of the total game night.
Good to have you back, pal.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Mitt.
Beard looks good.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Duh. Duh.